morning or good afternoon to you, depending on where you're listening. I'm Carrie O'Connor, and welcome to The Carrie O'Connor Show. This is a talk show where I share with you the wisdom and the insight that I receive from my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and helping reclaim your divine heritage. I'm here for you during these times of accelerated change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary jump that is literally written in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me because this is a call-in show, and you can ask any question that you want, but I do encourage you to stick to the one question, the most important thing on your mind. And the number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And we open the phone lines after the first break. We have free teleclasses. My guides were really encouraging me this whole year to give away. They actually said, give it all away, give it all away. So I'm doing a lot of classes where I'm combining years and years of work where I'm giving away the attunements. And that was one of them was the Creating Miracles class. So you can get that on CD. It's the, a CD and DVD, CD, and all the whole workbook. And that we did the class a couple weeks ago, but it was really, really powerful. It's all about manifestation, and it's years and years of work that is was put into that. And when they first said, give it all away, part of me, my ego was like, what? Years of work for $33? But I just had to go with the flow because it's more about what's happening right now than my ego. My ego resisted, but those attunements are very, very important. They're very powerful. They lay a solid foundation for you to have a clearer, cleaner energy field. And because we all are energy, when we're clogged, then things are clogged in our life, physically, mentally, emotionally. When we have more open foundation, when we stand in our energetic core, as I call the master core, then things just flow so much easier. We look at life differently. Everything about life changes. You cannot not look at everything different when you're whole. You look at everything as energy. So that class is available for MP3 or CD if you need it for only $33, and it has years and years of attunement. So then you pick out what resonates with you, but it lays a solid foundation to really open up your, clear out your energy field, ground you, and then really open up your heart to be able to manifest anything from job, money, career, partnership. So that is available. We also are doing free teleclasses, and that's another thing that I'm going to be doing throughout the whole year. And so the next one is on Tuesday, May 24th. So it's next Tuesday. And it's from 8 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. And you have to sign up for register, even though it's for free. And so you could call in Wendy and or email Wendy at union1111@yahoo.com. And she's my assistant that helps me out here. And ask her for the telephone number. And if you're not able to make it that night or that at that time, you can understand that this you can hear it later. What we're doing during these teleclasses, before I was doing teleclasses and I was doing more readings, but I do a lot of shows with readings. I do this one every Monday. I'm on News for the Soul this afternoon, and I'm a frequent guest on News for the Soul with Nicole Whitney. And if you have not checked that out, you can check that out at News for the Soul. And that is very, very popular, and I love that show. And so, again, there I do free readings, and I'm on Blog Talk Radio every third Thursday, and that means this coming up week, I believe. And doing readings, and that's at 6 o'clock. So I was really understanding that this is about, beyond the readings, this is about us taking action, for us to, working with the tools that we have to be able to create energetic bridges and be the ones that we have been waiting for, is an old Hopi saying, and we keep on waiting and waiting for people to rescue us. And then when we stop looking outside of ourselves and realize that we are the ones, we are the angels having the master experience of the human experience, then can really change our life. And so these calls are where we're going to be gathering, and we're going to be connecting with each other. We're going to clear our energy field and then send energy, healing energy, to the earth, to everybody on the earth, to the universal grids. And that, of course, is going to strengthen and clear you, because whenever you do that, it first starts all within yourself, and then we put the good energy out to the earth and to everybody and on the earth and beyond. So those are teleclasses that are going to be happening throughout the year. So they're free, and they're available, and they're on the Internet. And the next one is Tuesday, May 24th from 8 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. And the energy of when two or more gather together, you could feel it on the phone. And actually, the attunement toward the end of the phone call was so powerful. It started, I have to fix my phones because you could tell when something is really high frequency because it could affect electrical stuff. And so I'm making some phone adjustments there. But that was the energy of each and every single one of us. And even if you listen to the telephone call later, it doesn't matter, because you got to think about this 3D world that we live in. It's the only really place that we have time. And when we step outside of time, it doesn't matter if you listen to a week later or a month later, you're still getting into that energy of healing. So, and that's really important for us. So the next one, again, is on March 24th, next Tuesday. And we also have the next Mini Lightstream Live, and that's when we gather, either telephonic or in person, and everyone is guaranteed a reading there. And the readings are at least 15 minutes or longer. And the next one is on at May 20th, from 6 to 9. And anybody that's on the phone, I realize that it's 3 hours of being on the phone can be a long time, so I take the phone participants first, and so you can hang on if you want to. Many people are on Skype or they have phone plans where it doesn't matter as far as their phone bill, but I'm very well aware of that. So phone participants go first. Everyone is guaranteed a reading. And a lot of times people do hang on, or they want to stick around because they get information and healing from listening to other people's readings. And I do want to say, when it's in a group, I do not get into personal things and say about this person's having an affair with this person or whatever, even if I could pick up on it, because it's not the place to do it. If you want something really personal, then have a personal reading. So that's the Lightstream Lives, where, again, we gather in a circle and we give readings. The next one is May 20th, which is coming up really soon. I was going to say this Friday. Maya is just buzzing by. And the next gathering we have, and this is every first Friday of the month we gather, and this is, again, in person or in telephone, and this is from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. And as we gather, we talk about what's going on. Everyone there on this phone gets a reading if they choose to. And then we do powerful attunements. And I talk about, like, the theme of the month of what's happening. And I do it on purpose on the first Friday so you could get tools, because with the shifts that are happening, the energetic shifts, they're affecting each and every single one of us profoundly. And there seems to be, like, a theme, a money theme, a relationship theme. And when there's a theme, that means there's, like, imagine extra energy and intention and attention or intensity is going to that theme. And there's a lot of themes going for money and relationships. Or you could even tell on the phone calls when a lot of people are asking about moving, relocation, or all the phone calls are about money, job, or personal relationships. It's just a reflection of what's going on within all of us, where we could be picking up on a theme. So I talk about the theme of the month when I start with the gathering, and then I read everybody that's there, and then we get into attunements and clearings. So those are the gatherings, and again, 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. And if you're not able to make it, again, everyone gets an MP3 of that class, and you can listen to it. You can put your questions earlier. I could read your energy, so you could listen to the playback and MP3 and get your reading part of it, and then get the attunement. So those are the gatherings, and again, the next one is June 10th from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're also doing reading specials for May. For our readings, you get $40 off. For 45 minutes, you get $30 off. For 30 minutes, you get $20 off, $25 off. And for 15 minutes, you get $10 off. So for these are live readings or in person. And so, again, 40 for an hour, 30 for 45 minutes, 20 for 30, 25 for 30, and 10 for 15-minute readings. We also started a new reading that's very, very popular. It's called the Gold Money Reading. I was sharing in my newsletter about my guides encouraged me to throw a gold coin energetically into people's energy field and see how they reacted. And to be honest, I was very surprised, because 99.99% of the people blocked the gold coin. So what did that mean? That showed me that subconsciously, they were blocking from receiving money. But what really fascinated me as the energy reader, and I'm constantly researching and looking at how energy patterns flow, was where and why they were blocking it. Some people were blocking it because they have self-worth issues. Other people, this one woman had vows of poverty in a past life, and she was still connected subconsciously to her vows of poverty. Other people had it because they thought money was dirty and bad. And so it was really fascinating with how the people were holding it and the energies, what the energy bodies were saying. And with the money reading, you get a report. You get, this is where you're blocked, and then we clear it. It's not only about with the information. Then we do a clearing, and then I give you tools that are helping you that are different from the other attunements that I gave. This is just for the money readings. And so they're new techniques that I came up with. And though I encourage you to use those up to 60 days, because it takes 28 days to make a new neural pathway in our brain. And when we do it for something for 60 days, we really have foundational narrow pathways that go down to our energy field. too. So those are the money readings, and they're only $40. And so people are really going crazy with those. They love it because, again, you don't have to be on the other end of the phone. You get the CD of the information, and you get the techniques, and then it's up to you as far as how far you want to do it. But people have noticed an instant response to it. People have said, Carrie, I can't believe this, but the next day I got the job, or somebody repaid me thousands of dollars, or this or that. And it's not me. I'm just reading what your energy feels that you're showing out to the universal energies, and we could absolutely be blocking ourselves. And so when we clear it, we're able to receive more. We're opening the phone lines. We're going to a break. You'll listen to the Carrie O'Connor Show. Be back in a few.
Hey, have you heard about Foss Farms dressings? Foss Farms uses locally grown herbs and berries to create unique salad dressings that are a small slice of heaven. Unlike mass-produced salad dressings, they are made in small batches to protect the integrity of the unique tastes. Choose from raspberry, cranberry, blackberry, marionberry, and creamy herbal Provencal. All Foss Farms products are 100% vegan and are certified gluten-free and certified kosher. Go to FossFarmsInc.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Do you use herbs and natural remedies? Do you search out holistic care alternatives? Or are you just looking for a different approach to dealing with health issues? We invite you then to learn about doTERRA essential oils. They are 50 to 70 times more powerful than herbs and can safely be taken internally. doTERRA represents the most effective, safest, purest essential oils today. Call us to get a free sample. 206-552-8222. That's 206-552-8222.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
What's for dinner? Well, you won't need to ask that question anymore when you become a Lucky Palate subscriber. Lucky Palate delivers tasty, affordable vegetarian meals to your home or business throughout the greater Seattle area. So call Lucky Palate Vegetarian Meal Service for more information at 206-352-2583 or visit their website at luckypalate.com. Delicious, nutritional, heat and serve meals answer the question, what's for dinner?
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I'm Carrie O'Connor, and I'm with you to the top of the hour, and we have open phone lines, and so you can call 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And Benny, speaking of phone calls, why don't we do that?
Will do, and we're going to start the things off today with Lorraine. She's calling in from Spokane, Washington. She's in a bad financial situation. It's kind of crunch time for her. She's kind of going through all the different, I guess, levels for her, trying to find extra money, or maybe there's some abundance there. Looking, it's in the works, but it hasn't quite landed yet. So let's see if we can help her out. Lorraine, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Hi.
Hi. So what's going on, Lorraine?
I am basically out of money. Mm-hmm. And I know that, you know, the universe is an abundant place. In fact, I'm rereading The Secret, making sure that I'm doing everything right, and I have been doing everything right for months now, and to pull it in. And I do have an inheritance that's being withheld from me. And it's just, you know, I need some money, like, immediately.
Right.
Because,
right.
you know, bills are due, rent's
right.
coming up. Yeah.
You know, Lorraine, you're in the part where I call it doing the duality dance. That when you know that we live in an abundant universe, and when we, because when I look in your energy field, I see this, these golden keys being hung over you on your right side, and the keys represent the money. And it's really affecting your third chakra, and part of your third chakra looks like it's got a punch, like the Pillsbury Doughboy, where instead of a finger pushing the little guy's stomach, imagine like a fist. And whenever I see that, and your shoulder's going forward, we can know all this stuff, but remember, when we're clearing out patterns, these patterns didn't happen overnight, and that there's also part of us where we're connected to collective whole, the collective subconscious, unconscious patterns of the earth. And so this is the duality dance part, is when you keep on, imagine those keys within you, meaning imagine the money within you. Not, don't think of it as outside of you, because the more your energy field is leaning real forward, and it's and that literally blocks things out. So imagine yourself like a garden hose or like a tree, and really whenever you start getting contracted and thinking about the bills and getting worried about
yes,
that.
I feel that right there.
What's that? What's that?
I just feel it right there.
Exactly.
The
exactly.
crunch.
Exactly, exactly. And so that's when you want to take a breath, just breathe, drop a grounding cord, really feel yourself get expanded. And that literally makes us not bend forward, because when we bend forward, it's interesting because it looks like window panes in the energy field when people bend forward and they're banging their head against these window panes, which causes us a lot of P-A-I-N, the window panes, P-A-N-E. Causes a lot of pain. And so part of it is literally our, and like our fears, deep subconscious fears, go into contracting the energy. These things come up and they block the flow. And so think of it, this is a time, and especially from now to June and July, because all of a sudden in the middle, second week of June, I saw the keys kind of drop. And so, and then I see your hand extended and you take it into your third chakra. And so that's a good sign, especially when it comes to the inheritance. And really, I would encourage you to think about what is the energy, the theme of this inheritance? Because what I'm seeing is that it has to do with the theme of right to life issues. And when we go to themes, it goes beyond money. It goes beyond the inheritance. It goes into you're working with right to life, which means entitlement issues, and that you are worthy, self-worth, worth esteem, self-esteem. And that, again, is all connected to the third chakra. And so really see yourself as like the sun inside your third chakra, and it's burning up any kind of fears and any direction, space of time. That has to do with, think of money again as energy, the equal exchange of energy, that it does not show your worth. It does not explain, you know, your self-worth or your self-esteem, that you are. It doesn't change who your essence is by whether you're richer or poorer. We are still a part, the angel having a human experience. So when we know that beyond a concept, everything flips. And so I'm watching the energy drop down to the physical and the when it gets into the second week of June. Meaning that, like, the affirmations start working the physical, and they literally start working through our spiritual energy, they start working through our mental body, our emotional body, and to get to have anything drop in the physical body, we need to bring it down to the physical body. So really work on grounding, and when you feel yourself contracting, literally go outside, connect with nature, and you'll see that inheritance not feel like it's, like, getting hung over you like these golden keys that are really saying to the little Lorraine that you're not worth it, and that the rug is going to get pulled out underneath you, which has the whole energy contract, and then it cancels out all the affirmations that we're saying. We all want to remember that we're dealing with our subconscious energy, too, and we could put out affirmations all we want, but if our underlying fear has more energy into that we're not worthy, or we get into our fear posture and we contract and we start leaning forward, that cancels out all the affirmations that we're doing. And so this is why it's a practice, and this is why it's a discipline, and this is why I always talk about energy and energy clearing and cleansing, because it is literally a discipline. And so you really just want to get into a big, good habit of that. But I do see things shifting by the second week of June, which is right around the corner. Okay?
Okay.
Very good.
What about, like, right now.
Right now?
Because I'm putting out enough things to be able to start some kind of financial income. And do you see that happening for me? Because I do energy work and I do...
Yep. Yep. Think of the same for you as B do have. So go out and be the energy worker. Do it. Go do it in places, even if you're volunteering, and then you have the stuff. You know what I mean? Everywhere. A lot of times they'll have fairs and or yoga places or health food stores or even nursing homes or senior centers invite alternative people in. So be it. And even if at first, again, it's for free, you never know when the person there that is going to offer you a place at their place. So you really want to be it, do it, have it, and be it now. See yourself as the person who's having the flow. Do everything that you can, because again, when we work with the universal energies, the more we be something, do it in the physical world, the more that's we're putting an energy, higher energy into it. And so be it first, do it, and then you'll have the stuff. And anywhere that you can, go out and do the work. Okay?
Okay.
Very good.
Thank you.
Yep, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks, Lorraine, for calling in from good old Spokane on the other side of the old state here. We appreciate that. The news, of course, leaves another line open here at the Carrie O'Connor Show. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. We'll now go down to Browns Point. And Janine is calling in. She's recently recovering from some foot surgery. She's about 70-30 right now, Carrie. I know how that feels. You're just almost there. You just can't quite reach the top of your athleticism, I know, or at least being functional, that's for sure. And she's actually a former athlete, I believe a triathlete, which is pretty cool. We'll get some more information from Janine, but she wants a little more coaching from that. So, Janine, welcome to the show.
Hi, Carrie. Hi. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you. So,
okay.
So you had foot surgery, huh?
Yes, on my left foot. I've struggled with plantar fasciitis for about 2.5 years. Mm-hmm. And the surgery that they did is called Topaz, which is pretty cool because that's my birthstone.
Cool.
And it's also a healing stone. So
cool.
What it boils down to is I was a triathlete. Now with all the foot pain, it's been 2 years. And I've gained weight, and I'm really struggling with not being depressed. So I try to stay spiritual and lift weights on my upper body, but I'm getting really discouraged about it.
When I'm looking at your body, Janine, you bring me right to your second chakra, over to the, actually, there's like a ball that goes to the right side, but it wraps around, it's like a belt to the left side. Then I see you shrinking from 2 to 4 years old. And I'm watching the little Janine that's climbing like this ladder and is like reaching for, like the golden balls. So think of those, it's almost a similar thing that we had with Lorraine, that our outside circumstances define us, that what we do defines us. And I know when we are doing any kind of running or exercise, that literally feeds our soul, our physical, mental, emotional bodies, and literally endorphins come down and all the other things. But it's interesting that it was in your left foot, because I'm seeing this as an opportunity for you to really embrace the feminine energy, the divine feminine energy, because when I look at the 2 to 4 year old within you, your right foot goes out 2.5 feet above in front of your left foot. So by the time you are 2 to 4 years old, you learn to put your right foot out. And so this is the opportunity to, over the last 2 years, to embrace that left foot. Think about the female energy. What were you shown in the female lineage patterns? Because when I look at your whole left side of your energy field, it looks like imagine an angel or a bird with their wings expanded out 2.5 to 4 feet, and it's not, has a full expansion out to like 12 feet on the left side. So it's a real time of redefining self as far as female feminine energy, and that also goes back into receiving, ability to receive life force energy, and to really go out with the emotional energy, because I'm seeing this a whole bunch of water around you. So I'd encourage you to literally work with the element of fire, because fire helps burn and balance when we have excessive water and emotions in our energy fields. And I'm not saying you're dramatizing this. I'm seeing this as a major clearing. You would call it in shamanism a soul retrieval that goes back to when you're 2 to 4 years old and not feeling supported, so you felt like you had to support yourself. It has themes of feeling abandonment, or I have to pull myself up on the bootstraps kind of energy going on. And so those are the aspects that you want to have feel safe and feel grounded and feel supported. And I do see things that when you have surgery, you want to do a lot of crossover movements, literally doing infinity eights, because any kind of surgery cuts the meridians and then they become whole. bilateral patterns, and it's harder for us to heal. So you want to literally make your feet do like the scissor movements, and any to watch those scissor movements over your whole body. We're going to do Infinity Eights. It creates literal more pathways for you to hold energy. And part of the weight, I see it as a real protection thing that goes back to when, again, you're 2 to 4 years old. So think of this as a great time to review, to bring that the energy back. It goes back into that you can you're worth love is what it, bottom line is, that you are worthy of love, and that you don't have, it's not about the human doing, it's about the human being, and be in that posture state. So take, embrace the feminine energy, be out in nature, be around water in particular, clear water, cleansing water, and if you can't physically be there, just imagine when you're in the shower that you're bringing this energy of like the Tao coming in when you're in the shower and just clearing out any kind of pain in any direction, space of time. And by April through August, I see that you're doing a real turning point. So think of you started making a major turning point, and by August of 2010-11, you're going to really start feeling it in your physical body. So it can sound far away, but it's not. But I really encourage you to do real. I created a new energy exercise that's called the grounding cord with a crystal uterus kind of energy, and if you've not gotten that, I give out free energy exercises all the time, and everyone's invited to get them. So this has to do with the crystal grounding cord, so it would be really helpful for you, because you're going down and you're rebirthing yourself every day, and it's going to help you create a new energetic feat is what it is. Okay?
That's awesome. And you said this August, right?
Yes, definitely. Yep. And I heard Mike Q, and so you keep up the good work there, Jeannie, and we're going to be going to the commercial, and you come. We're going to come right back, and I'll be learning to talk.
Imagine you had a way to protect yourself from cancer, depression, disease, and dispel the nastiest bugs that attempt to hide undetected. Take a moment to wonder, how does that feel? How powerful? Did you know that enough golden sunlight produces vitamin D in your body to protect itself against disease? Producing enough vitamin D can kill cancer, even help with weight loss. This amazing little vitamin is actually not a vitamin at all, but a powerhouse of protection that can activate your body's innate healing ability, but only if you have enough in your blood to shine the light. Tune in to award-winning author Dr. Lucinda Messer as she shares how you can harness the power of sunlight to create a healthy body and mind. Her book, Powerful Medicine, Vitamin D, Shedding Light on a Worldwide Health Crisis, is like having a vitamin D expert on hand to answer all your health questions. For more information, visit PowerfulD.com.
Are you ready for a joyful and successful realty experience? Today's real estate market is challenging, complex, and constantly changing, and is one of the best times in years to buy or sell a home. But you'll need to find the right person to help you on your journey, one who understands the opportunities and will make this the best experience of your life. Kathy Staub is just that person, an experienced real estate agent who knows the pitfalls, can spot the red flags, and guide you to a successful, positive purchase or sale. Kathy Staub can spot the real deals, saving you time chasing a listing only to find it's not available. Known as the positive real estate agent, Kathy will make your next sale or purchase easy, fun, and successful. Start this journey with positive energy. Call Kathy at 206-276-1070. That's 206-276-1070. Or visit PositivePathHome.com. PositivePathHome.com for the most positive realty experience of your life.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Carol Connor Show, and I'm Carol Connor, and I'm with you to the top of the hour, and we are taking phone calls, and you can dial 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819, and we'll be taking your calls. And speaking of phone calls, Benny, why don't we go to the phone lines?
Will do. Sounds like a plan. We're going to take Kim. Kim's calling in from Hammond, Louisiana. She's going through some icky stuff. Now, I'll let her explain it because it was pretty detailed on the phone, so I don't want to mess up the, you know, the description of the icky stuff. I'm doing my quotes in the air because there's some seriousness here. So the icky stuff is underway. So, Kim, welcome to the show. What's going on?
Thanks, Benny. I think, Benny, you're a lot more psychic than you give yourself credit for, actually.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yes, he is.
Hey, Carrie.
Hi, yeah. How are you?
Hi. I'm still going through it. What I was wondering is if you could give me, and I'm, Carrie, I mean, I'm doing my darndest to surrender to, you know, divine right timing and all that. Could you give me any kind of message that you might be picking up from anybody on the other side to kind of help me get through this last little, I'm hoping it's this last little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't have any news at all, but I'm hoping it's going to shift any day. But,
right. Okay. What I'm seeing, who crosses over with you that's like a brother energy?
It might be a past life thing, but no, maybe like an uncle.
Did he cross over young and it was very surprising? It was like a questionable accident.
Huh. No.
It could even be connected to the land or the steward, because he definitely comes in and he definitely has like adopted you as a sister, and it's not a past life. It could literally be connected to student land, anything like that. But his energy, he meets your credentials of listening to him, because I look at his energy codes and he's definitely good. And he actually brings in like the energy of Archangel Michael, so you could call him on the Michael team. And he puts this rain jacket over you, and it has all this like rainbow crystal kind of energy to help you during this time of going through emotional hail, is what I'm saying. The hail feels like toxic falls. Part of this, Kim, is related to this year in particular, we're feeling more of the law of attraction, what comes around goes around, people's stuff in the collective unconscious subconscious of the energy of all of us, and we're just feeling it more and more. As the veil is becoming thinner, we're feeling it, feeling it. And that also includes the land. It's like where we live, our environment, all of it. We're picking up on it. So part of he comes in to shield you from the land that I just heard, like with an accent, slow as molasses as time, and I'm not imitating the accent very good, like a southern accent, that could be slow as molasses, which feels good to some people, but other times it could feel really slow, especially when you're trying to shift things. And then they put this umbrella around you, and then I'm seeing you kind of in a corner, and it feels like it looks like you're in this cement, and it almost seems like a jail at times where there's like no door as you're sitting there in this posture of waiting. But then I'm watching you turn, and then the door is appearing. So it looks like an archway door. Actually, they said first appear, like think at first. And so believe that you've heard nothing from anybody.
No.
Mm-hmm. And have you heard, if anything, it's like dead air? Did somebody say it's like out of the water, or it's dead air, or it's not, nothing's going to happen? Or what's the latest that you've heard? Like, this feels like a while ago. Could even be the end of 2010. Okay.
Yeah.
And that was something with
that was the last
lawyer. Control.
No, it wasn't a lawyer. It was a doctor.
Okay. Okay. Do you know if the doctor has any law connections?
Well, yeah, he works in a law firm.
Okay. All right. Okay. And did he literally say to you that, well, I'm putting this pile, this case down to the bottom of the pile because in his opinion, it doesn't hold any weight or something along those lines?
Nope, he never really said anything.
Okay.
He never contacted me. He never, right.
All right. Well, what I'm looking at is that he's got all this pile of what he would perceive as active cases that are all alive, and in his perception would be, people going to the ER and having active cases is what I'm saying. And again, this is all part of his perception, and I just see it going down to the bottom of the pile as far as your case, and that it's like kind of energetically gathering dust. And also, are you noticing, Kim, with people not either not returning your phone calls back, or they're saying stop it, or you can't call back or something like that? Because I keep on seeing all these.
Yeah, they're ignoring, right? They're not returning my email.
Okay. All right. I would stop, because this is where the, like I was talking to other client about leaning forward energetically, and really especially think of the month through May through the first or second week of June, watching you symbolically turn into this little girl, and then all of a sudden, instead of this in this jail cell, it's like you're starting to play with marbles. So think of this as a reorganization time. It's like letting things gel and germinate, and really, all of a sudden, I see this archway, this doorway appear out of the blue over to the left side, and then I see you going through the archway and the doorway, and it looks totally different from what being inside the jail, which looks cemented and very much by yourself and feeling isolated and just restricted energy. So part of this is like a divine timing, cosmic timing, universal timing, timing of even the land and the area that you're going through. And so this is a time to really, again, organize. And I also see, as far as with the whole case, I'm seeing you ripping through, like, papers and just clearing out what is either old or not, it doesn't feel significant anymore, or getting down to, like, the nitty-gritties. If you were to write this in an article that could only be, like, 200 pages or whatever, or they say that to get people's attention, you have to say it within the first 3 seconds to 5 seconds, you know, to grab their attention. If you were to want to wrap it up like that, what would you clear out of the case? You know what I mean? And so to get somebody's attention, because when it gets into the second week of June, either somebody comes in toward you or you start hearing, like, the emails. But I would literally kind of back off, because this is a consolidation time as far as emailing and just to pull in your energy in and really going through the case, clearing out old stuff that feels like it's either outdated or that somebody said this is not going to count or matter anymore, something like that. It's just like putting it in one file. You don't have to literally throw it out, but it's just getting a consolidated, concise, consolidated the case there, and to even go down to the thing, if I only could put this in 200 words, what would I say to get somebody's attention? And then kind of hold on to it, because I see then all the new energy comes into it and the door starts opening, and then it's all, the June and July is really significant, because there's a real karmic connection, collection, that if all that has been dark and hidden is coming up to the light, right? And so just know that, Kim, you know what I mean? And so and the more that we're invested in it, and because you are very invested, because it involves your child and all that, just it's like that part of surrendering, allowing, and again, what I call it, doing the duality dance, because you're very invested in it. So knowing that the energy is, especially of this year, all about transformation, transformational energy, and if people that are working against them and contracting, which the people that you're connected to absolutely are, they're feeling it more and more. In June and July, I see another shift happening with the world, where it's like a major energetic shift, which is really wonderful when we don't resist with it. And if we do resist with it, again, it feels like everything that's again dark shaded is coming back up to the light. So just this is a real process of just kind of hanging in there, doing the duality dance. But there does seem like filling, slimming the files, or really looking at things that seem like extra is what I keep on hearing. And then again, I keep on watching this guy coming in that acts like Big Brother, Archangel Michael, as a guide, and he really just takes a comb and pulls out the energetic hair out of you, the snarls out of your energetic hair, especially when things can feel very, very frustrating. So think of over the next 4 weeks in particular. And you'll see a lot of master numbers like 10-10, 11-11, 12-12 to confirm and affirm that you're on that path. And the bottom line is that you know that nobody gets away from it with anything. You know what I mean? That's the, that's the bottom line. And so knowing that and then being able to work back from there is going to help the little girl part of you that feels like she's in jail, because this is aspects of you that go way before, even before you had a child, you know what I mean? And this is all affecting the right side of your body. So it's bringing her back into your life. And she's between 5 and 7 years old, 5 to 8, and I definitely see what was going on in your life, especially with male father, father's lineage, father's energy, and especially I'm seeing the rug getting pulled out of people, so underneath their feet. So that means surprising things get pulled out, not supported, all that kind of thing. And you're bringing those aspects into her and nurturing her, and that will be important as you're doing this clearing time right now. And that's my cue again. And so, Kim, thank you for calling, and we'll be right back after this short few messages. Listen to the Carrie O'Connor Show. Be back in a few.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lucinda Messer. Are you interested in protecting yourself from skin cancer this summer? Make certain that you allow the sun to help you with this by exposing your skin to the midday sun for only enough time to acquire a minimal erythemic dose, a mild blanching to your skin. Usually this takes 20 to 30 minutes for most Caucasians. Then you apply the sunscreen. This allows your body to produce vitamin D and protects you from developing skin cancer. Remember to never burn. Visit my website, powerfuld.com.
Hey guys, it's me, Dougal Fraser. What are you doing in June? You're spending the weekend with me and medium John Holland, psychic Colette Barham-Reed, and animal intuitive Danielle McKinnon at the Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York. Join us for Soul Connections, an event dedicated to learning about spirit guidance and soul strategies. There will be talks, Q&A, tons of live readings. Come join us. To register, go to www.eomega.org or call 1-800-944-1001.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light for a Spiritual and Healing Journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Topperson, pain relief and healing cream. Topperson relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Topperson and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Topperson will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Topperson or call 1-800-959-1007. That's 1-800-959-1007. Topperson, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Welcome back to the Carol Connor Show, and I'm Carol Connor. We were talking to Benny. Interesting conversations we had between the break. But Benny, why don't we go to the phone lines?
All right, sounds like a good plan. And we have Sundrum. She's been waiting patiently on the phone. She's calling in from Seattle, and she's got a pretty interesting situation and question. She wants to know what your take is on the upcoming rapture. And I don't know that much about this, but maybe she can enlighten the both of us, because I'm not sure if you know, but. Oh, well, let's just bring her on anyway. Sundrum, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. What's up with this rapture?
Hi there. Well, this has been on some news programs around Seattle, and including NPR. There is a group of people, fundamentalist Christians. I don't know the specific churches, but they say that this Saturday, the 21st, at 6 p.m. in every time zone around the earth, there's going to be, I guess, what the Christians would term the rapture, where the true believers fly up to heaven, and the rest of us, I don't know, are left here muddling around. It's supposed to be at 6 p.m. in every time zone around the earth. There's going to be a great earthquake, the like of which has never been known before. And that's basically all I know about it. Well, what I see when anybody is, we're going through a great time of cleansing and purging right now. I mean, we could even live up in the mountains, and we know that we're going through a great purging and cleansing. And I don't see it as one huge event. I see that we have many events, and that when we look at it as a birthing, rebirthing, rebalancing process, that's that's exactly what it is. And it doesn't happen, again, as one event. And when a lot of times when people, what I see, when they're reading grids or that when they're reading information, they could be reading information and they could be very, very accurate, but it shifts with every single thought, word, and deed. Thought, word, and deed. I see that with every single one of us, right? And so the more of us that wakes up, takes accountability and responsibility for our behavior, stops really like acting not like the angel having a human experience, the more it changes the outcome. It's constantly shifting. I watch it all the time. And so to be able to say one day at one time, blah, 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 I've heard this many times. I've heard it throughout the world. I've heard that there was other dates that there's been at least 20 dates have passed this past year and a half that I've known about, which is exactly what you said. At a certain time, blah, 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 this is going to happen. And as you can tell, we're still here. So I can kind of see both sides where I could see that they could truly...
I figure I may be here because I'm not a true believer, you know, air quotes.
Well, as far as anybody flying up, I do have an opinion about that. I see that it's like that's a separation thing, right? As far as what's going on is that we're raising our vibration in our the Earth's energy is going up, and so in a way, again, I could see where people see it as going up in, or like another dimension or heaven, or when Jesus said, "Create heaven on Earth now," or see that heaven is on Earth now. When we get out of duality, when we peel off the veil out of our eyes and out of our energy fields, there is heaven on Earth now. I see it. I'm seeing it more and more where I see the trees talk. I see the gold around. I see the gold around the trees. I see hear the whispering of the winds within the wind whispering. And we all can see that, but we have this veil that blocks our eyes, blocks our energy field. And the more we peel that away, the more, again, we take accountability, responsibility for how we act and come from our heart and really understand and accept unconditional love and really understand what unconditional love is. And that's what we're remembering and reawakening. Then we can step beyond this fear, because a lot of that fear stuff contracts people's energy. It makes them go into fight or flight and just really splits their energy field. And it's not very, again, loving, right? But there are changes. There are absolutely changes. And what I know for sure, that's my truth, each and every single one of us lined up to be here at this time of great change, and that each and every single one of us do matter. And I also know that I wrote a newsletter about it a couple of months ago about now it's time to, there's no more fence-sitting time, meaning, but think of symbolically we kind of got permission to sit on the fence and kind of just say, oh, I don't know, or whatever, and especially when things are opposite, are very obvious. We're in a toxic, dead-end relationship, and we just stay in it. And so the energies that are coming in, it's harder and harder for us to stay in those toxic, dead-end relationships. And can we still? Absolutely. But it's taking more of a toll on us, physically, mentally, emotionally. We're feeling it more. We're feeling more drained. We're having experiences. Some people get dis-ease, you know, and they all of a sudden they realize that it's connected to them not living in that passionate state. So this is a great time for us to, again, wake up, to be able to take accountability, responsibility. Don't see ourselves as separate. Whenever I hear anybody say the selected few are going to go anywhere, that to me is like separation, because if there's one God and one creator and we're all one, then how can a selected few do something, you know?
Well, so, thank you so much for your very astute and poetic take on this.
You're welcome, and especially when anything has a lot of fear to it. I could personally have a little bit of a charge to it, because there's enough fear out there, to be honest, and we really want to go inward now. And again, really, the more we go inward and the more we open up our heart to love, and it's not hippy-dippy love. It's really remembering what love is, unconditional love, and also even have the mantra of I'm always in the right place at the right time. And if we are all eternal, immortal God beings, angels having a human experience, and we know that beyond a concept, then we can be human beings instead of human doings, where human doings to me are just like we just are existing, and just like their energy fields are bending forward and we're just doing what I call time to make the donut process. When we start really being, our energy changes. We're allowed to be more in the now. We see things differently, and then everything changes. It's how we view life, how we view everybody. It absolutely shifts and changes. Our priority shifts and changes, and then we do feel, sense the connection between each and every single one of us. And then when we feel that soul support and feel soul supported, then we just drop our defense mechanisms that we've all created since we're very young that continue continues the cycle of separation. And so now is the time for us to drop our defenses of separation. It literally opens up our energy. It raises our vibration. And the more we work on it, and it is a discipline, and that's where a lot of people, they don't like the discipline. But when we think that it's like not taking a shower or brushing our teeth, then it really gives us an opportunity where we don't like how we're feeling, or we're so sick and tired of feeling sick and tired and separate. It gives us an opportunity to really, again, start to take an accountability responsibility, start going back inside ourselves, stop looking outside of anything that defines us. We are all a part of God's source creator. Each and every single one of us is part of Mother, Father, God. And how are you directing your energy as Mother, Father, God is what I would encourage people to think about and ask themselves, and not in a judgment state, but in a state where we can just send out more frequency that is not staticky and fear-based. It's just more, but it has a lot of symmetry to it. And it doesn't mean we might not want to make some decisions, and it doesn't mean there's not going to be change, and that's part of all of this. But the division, what we've been doing, being divided and seeing each other as separate, and just when there's the rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer, something's got to give, something's got to change. And so change is part of life, you know what I mean?
People are really serious about this. They're cashing in their 401ks. And,
yeah, I'm sure.
You know.
I'm sure. And just, you know, just remember the Y2K scare where I had people go into
right.
the hills. I had a friend of mine that was a very, very successful doctor. He cashed in everything and went into the hills, and that was the Y2K. So there's been things forever, and there always will be things, but in my perception, this cleansing, this clearing is not a one-day thing. It is over this whole period that we're doing over the next couple of years, and it's not a new thing. We've been doing and clearing stuff that for years now, for hundreds of thousands of years. It's set up to be at this period at this time right now, but I do not see it as one thing where people are going to go up and other people are not. And so I do see, again, this year is the theme of Create Heaven on Earth. I do see that June and July is another important shift in mid-June and mid-July. Seems like I saw this egg crack, and it looked like a new Earth, like a heaven Earth was coming on this Earth plane. And so I know that means that more and more people are taking accountability and responsibility and seeing, stepping into their lightness in their angel part and making major shifts. And so we will feel it. And those people that are holding on to dear life to the ego and shadow or feeling separate are could feel more of their worst fears. I noticed that the law of attraction are happening more and more people that we want to watch what we say because it's happening faster because the vibration is speeding up faster. And karma is instant. It's just the 3D time that makes it seem like there's a time lapse. And so people are noticing it more. But that's also on the flip side, when we're doing the light right thing, when we're following the what makes us passionate, when we're putting more light out there, we're getting that faster. So, and if we fall down, it's like the name of the game is how fast we could get ourselves back up again. You know what I mean? As far as getting back into the alignment. And that's what this time is all about.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You for your
bless
very
you
balanced
too.
View.
Thank you. Thank you for calling. You listen to The Carol Connor Show, and I will be back next week, and may you align with the divine.
Views expressed on the preceding program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. Contests mentioned during this program are the responsibility of the host of this program, and not of the station, its management, or other advertisers. This is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KLCK FM 98.9, Digital HD3 Seattle.
And good day to you. Benny Mathers here for a look at your Alternative Talk AM 1150 traffic update for Around the Sound, starting things off over on State Route 18 westbound near the on-ramp of West Valley Highway. That's around milepost 3. There is a collision blocking the ramp there. Medical aid and fire assistance and State Patrol have arrived on the scene. Hopefully they will take care of those motorists and get them underway. Also, we have a construction closure on Highway 518 westbound at Des Moines Memorial Road. That's around milepost 1. The left lane has been closed for maintenance. maintenance, so look out for a detour in that area. Also, Mariners home game tonight at Safeco Field from 7 to 10, so expect traffic delays in and around the safe later on this evening. And for more traffic news and weather updates, please stay tuned at the top of each hour or visit 1150kknw.com and stay tuned for Alive with Ideal on the Dr. Pat Network, coming up next.
CNN Radio, I'm Shelby Lynn. The head of the International Monetary Fund, Dominique Strauss-Kahn.